This is WFUV in New York. Public radio from Fordham University. It's cloudy, it's 53 degrees, and at 8 o'clock, it's time for the big broadcast.
They're all in tune. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world. That's me and the man in the moon. When the little birds are nesting and I listen to them too. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world. That's me and the man in the moon. Just before I'm counting sheep, through my window he starts to peep, and with each other we're sympathizing. Looking at the happy sweetheart while they sit around and coo. There's two lonely people in the whole wide world, just me and the man in the moon. night is calm, I see those sweeties arm in arm. Loving hearts are all in tune. There's two very lonesome people in this world. One is me, and the other's the man in the moon. All the little birds are singing pretty little words, and I love, love to listen to them croon. There's two very, very lonesome people in this world. One is me, and the other's the man in the moon. And in my parlor, when the lights are turned low, and I sit there listening to my little old radio. What good is that? When I need some love, love, sweet loving, I see every girl and chappy smile. They all seem to be happy all the while they're swinging along and singing a song of June. There's two lonesome people in this world, just me and the man in the moon.
How'd you do? Nice people, fine people, Arabian people. Yes, yes, I've met some very nice people. Some very, very, very nice people. But you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true. And that's where I first met you. And you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew. I've looked the universe over, from Wackenack, Sac to Dover. And now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you, which only goes to show you. You meet the nicest people in your dreams.
Thank you very much, Fats. This is Rich, October of my years. Connerty, welcoming you to a Lewis, Lang, and Laid edition of the big broadcast, number 1,200 as in Adelaide, 1,258 on 90.7 FM WFUV. We opened up with Eddie Lang, Frank Signorelli at the piano, September 1928 recording, I'll Never Be the Same. Stars have lost their meaning for me. After that, Me and the Man in the Moon, 1928, Vaughn DeLeith, the First Lady of Radio, Manny Klein on trumpet, Eddie Lang on guitar. Here's a Fields and McHugh composition introduced in The Blackbirds of 1928. Adelaide Hall with Duke Ellington's band, 1932, Baby.
Bumbody, 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 bumbody. Now what this love stuff they're selling me, stars above stuff. They're telling me somehow I can guess how it feels. There's a he-man upsetting me, made for me man, who's getting me, and I need him more than I need my meals, baby. That wonderful yes, sir, that marvelous baby's a ruin to me. Maybe I could tell, maybe I wouldn't tell what that baby's doing to me. Losing all my will, sentimental things fill my mind. When he touches me, I'll agree I'm far from refined. I crave the touch of him, can't get too much of him. Big, strong, fine baby of mine.
Yeah.
of him. Big, strong, fine, baby, I'm bothering you, bothering you, bothering you, babe.
I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with the cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get praise, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, do, do. Hooperoo it, soft and cue it, make me happy, you can do it with the cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
Your very own big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV. We heard Adelaide Hall with Duke Ellington, his famous orchestra, 1932, Baby. After that, from 1930, Cheerful Little Earful, Smith Ballou with Fred Rich and his orchestra, in the band, Joe Venuti, violin, Eddie Lang on guitar. Eddie Lang was born in Philadelphia, October 25th, 1902. He started out in the early 20s with the Scranton Sirens, toured with the Mound City Blue Blowers with Red McKenzie on comb and paper, played with the Roger Wolf Kahn Orchestra, joined the Paul Whiteman Band. That's where he first backed Bing. He appears as Bing's accompanist, because that's what he was, in Paramount's big broadcast in 1932. Eddie Lang died in New York City, March 26, 1933. Adelaide Hall was a singing star for nearly 70 years. She was born in Brooklyn, October 20th, 1901. She appeared in the Cecil and Blake show Shuffle Along, was one of the stars of Lou Leslie's Blackbirds of 1928, a big star in Europe. She sang with the Willie Lewis Band of the 1930s. She was performing into her 90s. She died November 7th, 1993. It's 8:15, cloudy, 53 degrees. This is the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. I'm Rich Connedy. You know, youthful and handsome star of the big broadcast, a program for the old and the old at heart. If you're listening for the first time this evening, may I say, welcome. Welcome to the big broadcast radio family of the air. In addition tonight to the guitar of Eddie Lang, the singing of Adelaide Hall, Spike Hughes, Roger Wolf Conner's orchestra, and the lyrics of Sam M. Lewis. He had hits from 1912 until 1939, wrote with lyricist Joe Young from 1916 to 1930. Sam M. Lewis, born in New York, October 25th, 1895. He died in New York City, November 22nd, 1959. A song that Sam M. Lewis wrote with Pete Wendling and George Meyer, January 1935, Dick Powell, backed by the Jimmy Greer Orchestra, I Believe in Miracles.
Everybody loves a real love story, either in a book or in a play. If I were to tell my own love story, sweetheart, I would start this way. I believe in miracles, strange as it may be. I never laughed or sang a song until the day you came along and smiled at me. Love can weave a miracle right before your eyes. The day we met, I seemed to see an angel walk right up to me from out the skies. A magical power brought us together like this. In one magical hour, strangers were sweethearts in one little kiss. I believe in miracles, honestly I do. No wonder I get lyrical about that certain miracle that gave me you. Together like this, in one magical hour, strangers were sweethearts in one little kiss. I believe in miracles, honestly I do. No wonder I get lyrical about that certain miracle that gave me you.
My heart was beating without a song. Gone was the blue above. Dear, till our meeting, I went along, saying I was through with love. I'm the one who would not romance again. Everyone said I'd take a chance again. Here I go, falling, but I know this time it's love. I was through, said I'd never fall again. Never knew that I'd give my all again. You're to blame, but I'm glad you came. This time it's love. I might from the start, then who would have known the blues in my heart? This is fate, now to make a go of it. Love is great, little did I know of it. Lucky me, anyone can see that time is gone.
Oh,
those three little girls from New Orleans, the Boswell sisters, Connie, Vette, and Martha, 1931, Nothing Is Sweeter Than You. The Dorsey brothers backing them up in the band, Bunny Berrigan, and on guitar, Eddie Lang. Before that, a song written by Sam M. Lewis and J. Fred Coots, the For All We Know team. This time it's Love, 1932, Adelaide Hall, backed by Art Tatum and Francis Carter. We began with Dick Powell with Jimmy Greer's band, 1935, another Sam M. Lewis lyric, I Believe in Miracles, on the big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Coming up at about a quarter to nine, Crooner's Corner. It'll be a Lang and Lewis edition, and needless to say, it'll be all Crosby. Crooner's Corner at quarter to nine, and don't forget to catch Standard Time. Great new show on WFUV, if I do say so myself. Standard Time, 8 to 11, Saturday night.
Hi, I'm Mary Thomas, the new membership associate and coordinator of volunteers here at WFUV. We need your help during our upcoming fun drive, November 1st through the 9th. Come on down, answer phones, and meet other folks who support the station you love. Call me at 718-817-4558, and let me know when you're available to volunteer.
In the moonlight, but that was so long ago. Dressed in a little bit of gingham, only her shoe top would show. She looked so pretty in her gingham, but that was so long ago. All she knew were fields of clover, the lanes and hills. We would walk and talk things over, but frocks and frills were never mentioned. She's making daylight out of moonlight, and I'm forgotten somehow. I used to love her in the moonlight, but she's in the limelight now. Thank you.
and in my heart that harmonize with the pines. Anyone can see what's troubling me, crying for the Carolines. Where is the brook that kisses the lane, covered with glory vines? Anyone can see what's troubling me, crying for the Carolines. How can I smile, smile after mile, but not a bit of green here? Birdies all stay far, far away, but seldom ever seen here. Where is the gal that I used to meet, down where the pale moon shines? Anyone can see what's troubling me, I'm crying for the Caroline.
It's that radio show you just can't help but listen to, the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Beginning with a song written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Ted Fiorito, I Used to Love Her in the Moonlight. 1929, The Captivators, directed by Red Nichols, Scrappy Lambert crooning. After that, Sam M. Lewis and Harry Warren, Spring Is Here was the show. I couldn't talk my way out of it. The song was Crying for the Carolines, written by Lewis and Harry Warren for the movie version of Spring Is Here, the Rodgers and Hart Broadway show. April 1930, recording Sam Brown with Ambrose and his orchestra. And finally, in London, in 1930, a Milton Eggers song, Harlem Madness, recorded by Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra. Spike Hughes, bassist, arranger, composer, and bandleader, born in London, October 19th, 1908. He started leading his own bands in 1930, joined the Jack Hilton Orchestra, came to the U.S. in 1933 and arranged a session with Benny Carter and Coleman Hawkins. We'll hear a bit of that a little later. Returned to England and then remained active into the 1980s. I don't know if Spike Hughes is still with us. If so, he turned 89 today. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, we're going to be coming to you live, I say live, from the Museum of Television and Radio on West 52nd Street. We've got 10 seats still available. If you'd like to attend the broadcast, give me a holler at 718-365-8050. 718-365-8050. The Museum of Broadcast, it used to be. What do I think is so funny? The big broadcast coming from the Museum of Television and Radio next Sunday night will be getting underway at 7 o'clock, going on the air at 8. 365-8050 if you're interested. Here's Smith Ballou with Frankie Trumbauer's band, Andy Sechrist on cornet, Eddie Lang guitar, a song written by Edgar Leslie and Walter Donaldson, reaching for someone and not finding anyone there.
Why did I get no pleasure? Why did I must complain? A month of love and to treasure might rid my heart of its pain. Still I go hoping in vain. I'm just a bubble of trouble and care. Very fond of petting, but I'm getting nowhere. Reaching for someone and not finding anyone there. No sweet romance to answer my prayer. Always building castles that nobody will share. Reaching for someone and not finding anyone there. Is there a June, honey moon? Is there a time lovers croon? Is there a day coming soon when I'll find someone somewhere? Who wouldn't worry and who wouldn't swear? Heaven is a Hades when you're up in the air, reaching for someone and not finding anyone there. Thank you.
Come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only after you've gone away.
If it's Sunday night and it sounds like this, well, Dad, burn it, it better be the big broadcast. Now on 90.7 FM WFUV. Where else? We began with Smith Ballou with Frankie Trumbauer's Orchestra, 1929. I'm just a bubble of trouble and care. Very fond of petting, but I'm getting nowhere. Reaching for someone and not finding anyone there. Oh, oh. After that, in London in April 1930, Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra. A Fats Waller song, Zonky. And we opened another All Crosby edition of Crooner's Corner with After You've Gone, 1929, Bing with Paul Whiteman's orchestra. That's a William Grant Still arrangement. Joe Venuti violin, Eddie Lang guitar. Eddie born 95 years ago Saturday. He died in March 1933. Bing died 20 years ago last week. And in Bing's honor, throughout the month of October, Crooner's Corner, it's All Crosby. 8:48, cloudy, 53 degrees. I'm Rich Connolly. This is the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV. With Bing, Victor Young conducting October 1931, and a song written by Victor Young and Sam M. Lewis. Mr. Lewis, born 102 years ago, Saturday. He died in November 1959. Here's Too Late. Here's Too Late.
A million tomorrows for one yesterday. That's what I'd gladly trade. A mountain of sorrow now stands in my way. A mountain I foolishly made. A wall between you and I. A wall that seems to cry. Too late. I thought that love would always wait. I learned that love don't hesitate. Too late, too late. Love made. I heard my heart cry for a mate. I told my heart it had to wait until too late. I laughed at every love vow and paid the penalty. I used to laugh at love now. Love laughs at me. Too late. A fool will always play with fate. That's why I've reached love's golden gate. Too late, too late. Ya da dee da da dee. Ba da da dee da 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 dee. Ba 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 da 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 da. Da dee da da dee 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 da da dee da 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 dee. Da di da di da di da di da di, wa da da di da 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 da, ba 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 da di da da, ba 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 da da di. I laughed at every love vow and paid the penalty. I used to laugh at love now. Love laughs at me. Too late. A fool will always play with fate. That's why I've reached love's golden gate. Too late, too late. I'm like a dreamer who is awakened out of dreams of happiness and finds himself alone. You stole away, leaving me forsaken, like the lonely dreamer in the dawn. When his dreams are gone, you found a new love and forgot your true love. Whoever you love, you're still in my heart. Didn't you grieve me? Didn't you deceive me and yet believe me? You're still in my heart. The night we parted and said we were through, I didn't mind somehow. Then my heart started to cry out for you. Things are so different now. I can't caress you. Other arms possess you. But heaven bless you. You're still in my heart. I can't caress you. Other arms possess you. But heaven bless you. You're still in my heart. How can I tell you what is in my heart? How can I measure each and every part? How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I measure just how much I do? How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? And how many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
A 65-year-old recording taken from a 45-year-old 10-inch LP. Bing Crosby in 1932, Irving Berlin's How Deep is the Ocean, How High is the Sky. Heard Tommy Dorsey on that, Eddie Lang on guitar. Eddie very much present on the recording before that, Bing in 1932, You're Still in My Heart. and Bing with a Sam M. Lewis lyric, October 1931, Too Late. In Crooner's Corner, it's all Crosby throughout October. This is WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. I'm Rich Conaty here every single Sunday night for as long as I care to remember on 90.7 FM WFUV. Next week on the big broadcast, we salute Fanny Bryce and Ethel Waters, and in person on the big broadcast, Dolly Dawn, the leader of the Dawn Patrol. We'll also have some vintage big broadcast interviews with Arthur Tracy, Cab Calloway, and Connie Boswell. And as mentioned, we'll be coming to you live from the Museum of Television and Radio. We are booked solid for next Sunday night, so since you can't all be with us, I hope you'll all be tuned in 8 to 11 next Sunday night when the big broadcast originates from the Museum of TV and Radio. We'll wrap up Crooner's Corner with Bing in 1932, again with Tommy Dorsey and Eddie Lang, and another song written by Sam M. Lewis and Victor Young.
Midnight, you heavy laden. It's midnight. Come on and trade in your old dreams for new and your new dreams for old. I know where they're bought and I know where they're sold. Midnight, you've got to get there at midnight. And you'll be met there by others like you. Brothers as blue, smiling on the street of dreams. Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeams. Poor, no one is poor, long as love is sure on the street of dreams.
Mammy mine, your little rolling stone that rolled away, rolled away. Mammy mine, your little rolling stone is home today. There to stay, I wanna see your smiling face. Smile a welcome smile. I wanna feel your fond embrace. Listen, Mammy mine, rock-a-bye. Your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from that heart of Dixie, just hang that cradle, Mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all of the soul that's in ya. Weep no more, weep no more, my lady. Mammy, sing it again for me. An old black show, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you will only sing that Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody. Rock-a-bye, rock your little baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a little tune from the heart of Dixie, just hang that cradle, Mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the soul that's in ya. Mammy, listen what they're playing. They're playing Weep No More, My Lady. Sing it again for me. And you remember old Black Joe? Lord love you, Mammy. You sang when I was on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver. Mammy, sing the Swanee River. Rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody.
Oh, Lord love you, Mammy. Al Jolson, backed by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, 1932. Rock-a-bye, your baby with a Dixie melody. That song was introduced in Sinbad back in 1918. It was written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and I wrote here Jay Schwartz. I almost said Julie Schwartz, in which case it would have been Green Lantern and his Royal Canadians. In fact, the Jay Schwartz that I meant to tell you was, and in fact I will, was Gene Schwartz. Before that, Spike Hughes and his orchestra, May 1933, in the band Red Allen, Coleman Hawkins, and Benny Carter, Music at Sunrise. We wrapped up Crooner's Corner with Bing and a Sam M. Lewis lyric, Street of Dreams, 1932, with Tommy Dorsey on trombone and Eddie Lang on guitar. This is the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Still ahead, Carmen Lombardo with Guy and the Royal Canadians, more of Adelaide Hall, and Russ Colombo. Here is Joe Martin, not the father of Tad, with Isham Jones Band, 1934. This song written by Sam M. Lewis and J. Fred Coots. For All We Know.
again. Before you go, make this moment sweet again. We won't say goodnight until the last minute. I'll hold out my hand, and my heart will be in it. For all we know, this may only be a dream. We come and go like a ripple on a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never come, for all we know.
Thank you. the moon is red all about our wits. The church bells ringing, that's why my heart beats. I know, is there anyone fine in the state of Carolina? If there is, and you know, show her to me, Dinah, with her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Dinah, if she wandered to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee. Oh, Dinah. Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina, Carolina, Dinah, Carolina, Dinah? Well, if there is, why don't you show her from Dinah Lee? Oh, you lick the odd place. Talking about you, Dinah Lee, I love to sit and gaze in. You're as sweet as you can be, I love to spend my days in. Looking into the eyes of Dinah Lee, butter glow. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Because dynamite changed your mind about me. Oh, dynamite about me. Dynamite, sweet dynamite. If you wanted to China, repeat China, I'd hop an ocean liner. Dynamite, dynamite. I'd hop an ocean liner just to be with dynamite. I'd hop an ocean liner just to be with dynamite.
We're spinning at 78 RPM on the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV. The Boswell sisters, Bobby Sherwood on guitar, he replaced Eddie Lang as Bing's accompanist. December 1934, Dinah. That song introduced in the 1924 show Kid Boots, the Eddie Cantor show. I guess it was introduced in 25 in the course of the run. Dinah, written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Harry Axt. It also showed up, I think, in the Ethel Waters show, the Plantation Review. Before Dinah, we heard another Sam M. Lewis lyric, Gloomy Sunday, 1936, Johnny Hauser, with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. We began with Sam M. Lewis and J. Fred Coots, For All We Know. Isham Jones and his orchestra with Joe Martin in 1934. Coming up at 11 o'clock, following the big broadcast, the Mercury Theater's presentation of Dracula. Classic radio, 11 o'clock on 90.7 FM, WFUV. Here is a song where I think most people know the parody better than the song itself. The parody was Sam, You Made the Pants Too Long, but the song, written by Sam M. Lewis and Victor Young, recorded in 1932 by Carmen Lombardo with Brother Guy, Laud, You Made the Night Too Long. Thank you.
the river flows, the flowers grow. You made the weak and the strong, but Lord, you made the night too long. You made the robin sing a song of spring, and me you gave a lonely song. Oh Lord, you made the night too long. I got a heart and I got a cabin. The door is open wide. What good's a heart and what good's a cabin if nobody lives inside? You made the mountain high, the earth the sky. So who am I to say you're wrong? But Lord, you made the night too long.
Scale. February 1933, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, and their Blue Five, with Jimmy Dorsey, Adrian Rollini, Phil Wall at the piano. Before that, Feeling My Way, 1932, Eddie Lang and guitarist Carl Kress. We began with a 1932 recording by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, Carmen crooning, Laud, You Made the Night Too Long, written by Sam M. Lewis and Victor Young. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. 2 weeks from tonight. 2 weeks from tonight, the first of two big broadcast fundraisers. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't plan on being out of town. Be here 2 weeks from tonight. Yeah, 2 weeks from tonight and the week after that as well. For the big broadcast fundraiser, if you are planning on being out of town, make sure you give me your power of attorney so that I can make a pledge in your name. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, here we are, 1 week away from our show at the Museum of TV and Radio, 2 weeks from our first big broadcast fundraiser since my return to WFUV, and I almost did not make it to the studio tonight. The traffic was terrific in Manhattan. I mean, between the street fairs and the construction and Jimmy Smith's, it was just impossible to get around the city early. Those out-of-town drivers, I see you with your North Carolina and your Connecticut plates. You see, they obey the traffic laws, and that ruins it for the rest of us.
Hi, Rita Houston here. Coming up on Monday night at 8 o'clock, join me. Laura Love is my guest in the studio. The self-described Afro-Celtic singer gives us some background information about her life and what fuels her music. Monday night at 8, Laura Love in the studio here on WFUV.
And shoes, serenade, but
one rhapsody in blue. Put them all in the shade. Why, there's rhapsody in whistle, and in the workman's song that makes his work easy, and the day pass on. Rhapsody in music, but give me mine in a low. There's rhapsody in dance. There's rhapsody in singing. Brings a sweet romance. There's rhapsody in music. But give me mine in give me mine in love. There's rhapsody in churches and in the workman's song that makes his work easy and the day pass on. There's rhapsody in music, but give me mine in love. Give me mine. Melody in F is beautiful and sure serenade. But gosh, one rhapsody in blue, put them all in the shade. Why, there's rhapsody in churches and in the workman's song that makes it work easy and the day pass on. There's rhapsody in music, but give me mine in love.
Not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart. One broken heart. We loved, and we cried. Then suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends. We two were sweethearts. And we said goodbye. One with a handshake and one with a sigh. We two were sweethearts by sacred vow. What are we now? What are we now? What we've been and not to kiss again seems we are only pretending it isn't the ending of two friends drifting apart. And we cried. Suddenly love died. The story ends and we're just friends.
better times are coming. Have a little faith in me. Skies will clear up just to make you cheer up. Have a little faith in me. In the distance there's a silver lining. I see it shining. And that just means success and happiness. Oh, I'll come through, dear, with the help of you, dear. Have a little faith in me.
Broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV. Beginning with Adelaide Hall, October 1931, accompanied by Benny Payne and Francis Carter. Rhapsody in Love. Adelaide Hall, born 96 years ago tomorrow. She died in November 1993. After that, it was a song written by Sam M. Lewis and John Klenner, Just Friends. 1932, Russ Colombo, Leonard Joy conducting the Victor Orchestra. And finally, we heard Elmo Tanner. That's right, he didn't just whistle. Elmo Tanner singing with Jimmy Noon's Apex Club Orchestra, 1930, Have a Little Faith in Me, written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Harry Warren for the film Spring Is Here, which starred Lawrence Gray and Bernice Clare. 718-817-4535. 718-817-4535. That's the 24-hour WFUV listener line. So you can call now or you can call at 2 o'clock in the morning. Leave your comments about WFUV or you may request a sample copy of the WFUV program guide. I'm looking now at the fall 97 issue of the program guide. Meg Griffin is on the cover, and there's an neat article with an interview with Meg, and also an article about WFUV's 50th anniversary, which we're observing next Sunday afternoon, beginning next Sunday afternoon. On page 13 of the program guide, there's a lovely photo of Bing Crosby, along with big broadcast listenings from October through the end of December. Did you know that on Sunday, December 28th, we're saluting the songs of Abner Silver? Well, you would know that if you had the WFUV program guide. You can get a sample copy by calling right now, 718-817-4535. Another number for you, 718-365-8050. That's my number right here. No more room for our broadcast next Sunday from the Museum of TV and Radio, but if you want to say howdy or you want to make a request for a future big broadcast. I always like to play a lot of requests on those fundraising shows. Somehow I feel it makes it easier for you to part with your dough. 718-365-8050. If you have a request for a future big broadcast, say 2 weeks from tonight. Let's continue a little bit with Jimmy Noon's Apex Club Orchestra with Earl Hines at the keyboard in Chicago, August 1928, Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet and alto sax in London, 1930, After You've Gone, our second After You've Gone of the evening. Jimmy accompanied by Spike Hughes and his three blind mice. Spike Hughes born 89 years ago today. Before that, two performances by Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra from 1928. Blues, My Naughty Sweetie Gives... There are blues that you may... And there are blues when... There are blues when you're lonely for your one and only. Those blues you never can explain. And then, Oh Sister, Ain't That Hot. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Classic Radio with Dracula, as presented by the Mercury Theater of the Air. Here's Annette Hanshaw in May 1930, a song written by Harry Warren, Joe Young, and Sam M. Lewis, Telling It to the Daisies.
Why am I so bashful? So afraid to part with a lot of loved ones locked up in my heart. For the want of courage, foolishly I tried to conceal what I reveal by a countryside. Telling it to the daisies, hoping they tell you too. Pouring my heart out to them, but it never gets back to you. What do I do on Sunday under those lonely skies? Same as I do on Monday, but they never do put you wise. Oh, I'm so in love with you, and oh, I fear you're never gonna know. And let the birdies tell you so. I know I'm wasting a lot of love time. Time and again I'm blue. Telling it to the daisies, but it never gets back to you.
Thank you. looks like I like anything you say. It looks like you like a Cadillac coupe. It looks like I like anything you say. We like a lot of lovers do. A house and a lot of skies of blue. We'll raise a garden and family someday. I beg your pardon, anything you say.
Thank you.
love this show. The big broadcast, WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. Beginning with Annette Hanshaw, 1930, Telling It to the Daisies. After that, two performances by the Roger Wolf Kahn Orchestra, 1928, Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, and Miff Mole in the band. First, I think a Walter Donaldson song, Anything You Say, Frank Munn crooning with Roger Wolf Kahn. And then it was Franklin Bauer, the Kahn Orchestra, and Crazy Rhythm. Crazy Rhythm, written by Joseph Meyer, Irving Caesar, and Roger Wolf Kahn for the show Here's How. That's the show in which Eleanor Roosevelt originated the role of Donna Baxter. You could look it up. Roger Wolf Kahn, born in Morristown, New Jersey, October 19th, 1907. He led bands beginning in the early 1920s, meaning he was in his early teens, right? No, like 15. Led orchestras into the late 1930s, then took up a career in aviation. He was a test pilot for a while. He died in New York City July 12th, 1962. 10:05, cloudy and 50-some degrees, the big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. With the Roger Wolf Kahn Orchestra in March 1928 with Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Jack Teagarden. She's a great, great girl.
in a little Spanish town, good on a night like this. Skies were peek-a-booing down, was on a night like this. I whispered deep blue to me, and she sighed seriously. Many stars are turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away and still she's in my heart. We made a promise and sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like
even with the skip, that's a fine recording. Take in the sun, hang out the moon. The Clico Club Eskimos recording under the pseudonym of the Clevelanders, 1926. I assume it was the Reeser-led Eskimos because the vocalist was Tom Stax. That song written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Harry Woods. We have to get a better copy of that Brunswick recording. I'm going to put in a call to Mort Savada, Records Revisited. Every time I say to Mort, did you hear I mentioned your store on the show? He said, yeah, they're lining up around the block. Before Take in the Sun, Hang Out the Moon, we heard In a Little Spanish Town, 'Twas on a Night Like This. Written by, you know, somebody said, gee, you know, Rich, you're singing a lot more now that you're back on FM radio. You know why? I'm happy. In a Little Spanish Town, written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Mabel Wayne, September 1926. Happy. Jack Fulton with Paul Whiteman's orchestra. We began with Roger Wolf Kahn, 1928. Harry Woods song, She's a Great, Great Girl. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM. WFUV. Still ahead, more of Roger Wolf Kahn. We'll hear Eddie Lang with Red Nichols and His Five Pennies and Adelaide Hall. Let's go back to 1917, shall we? Here is Al Jolson with a song written by Lewis Young and Gene Schwartz. I'm All Bound Round with the Mason-Dixon Line.
Daddy Port and my mammy were way down south. They married in Alabama, way down south. And when I came into this world, for 60 gave me birth. That's why I claim that 60 is the grandest place on earth. They brought me up in sunny Caroline, and they just planted Dixie in the heart of mine. I'm all bound round with the Mason Dixon line. Literally, that's where I used to be. When I was younger, I knew every lane. Now I hunger to be once again back where the robin keeps Robinson in me. And when I'm all bound round with a pair of loving arms, oh, mother mine, I'll know I'm in Caroline. I've read a lot about heaven, but give me Dixie all the time. For I've found that I'm bound all around with a Mason Dixon line. I'm all bound round with the Mason Dixon line. That's where I used to be. Hey, listen, folks. When I was younger, up a doggone it, I knowed every lane. Now I just hunger to be once again back where the little robin keeps throbbing pretty melody. Listen. When I'm all bound round with a pair of loving arms, oh, mother mine, where'll I be? You know well, I'll be in Caroline. Hey, I've read a lot about heaven, but give me Dixie all the time. For I've found that I'm bound all around with that Mason Dixon line. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's called Plenty Off Center, 1926, recorded by We Three. Now, I thought the three were Red Nichols, Arthur Schutt, and guitarist Eddie Lang, but there was no guitar on that record. There was some percussion, so that could have been Vic Burton. He could have been the third of the three. Before that, a song written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Lou Handman. Lovey Came Back, October 1923, Marion Harris. We began with Al Jolson in 1917. I'm all bound round with the Mason-Dixon line. On the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV. Classic pop and jazz every Sunday from 8 to 11. Don't forget about Standard Time. You owe it to yourself to listen to my new Saturday night program, Standard Time. It combines some of the great music you hear during the week on WFUV on City Folk, plus some wonderful traditional jazz bands like the South Frisco Jazz Band, the Salty Dogs, the Jim Cullum Band, plus some interesting jazz. Folks like Jay Lenhart and Chet Baker, some neat stuff. Mike Hashem, the Widespread Depression Band, all of it kind of smooshed together into one fine program we call Standard Time, Saturday nights at 8 o'clock on WFUV. Here is Al Jolson, accompanied by the Carl Fenton Band in 1925. This song, written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Ray Henderson. I would like to dedicate it with much love to my objectively beautiful bride, Manhattan Mary Hyphen Connedy. You know, we're going to be celebrating our second wedding anniversary on October 29th. If you're sending a card, don't forget to include the hyphen. I'm sitting on top of the world.
Don't want any millions, I'm getting my share. I've only got one tooth, just one, that's all I can wear. A bundle of money won't make you feel gay. A sweet little honey is making me say, I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned a pastor. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going up all. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Some people have diamonds and beautiful pearls, while others have children, just kids with pearls. Keep all of your fortune, keep all of your fame. I just found a sweetie who's changing her name. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the pastor. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like little Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. Because I'm sitting on top of the world, way on top, rolling along. I'm rolling along. Thank you.
Boneyard Shuffle. That's a Hoagy Carmichael song recorded in 1926 by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, with Miff Mold, Jimmy Dorsey, Arthur Shutt, Vic Burton, and on guitar, Eddie Lang. Before that, from October 1925, Roger Wolf Conn and his orchestra, and look who's here. We began with a selection I dedicated to my objectively beautiful bride, Manhattan Mary Hyphen Connerty. I'm Sitting on Top of the World, Al Jolson in 1925, on the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV. And I heard on the news the other day that the divorce rate is actually going down. And believe it or not, it's going down more in big cities, which I find, as a newlywed, very, very encouraging. But, you know, even if I hadn't heard about these new statistics, I would believe it, because I see evidence of family stability in our own neighborhood, in Lower Manhattan. Every day, children being walked to school by both their mothers.
Hi, this is Peter Euler. Join us on Tuesday throughout the day on City Folk, and we'll drive you crazy. That's right, we're going to play truck driving music, songs from Red Foley, Commander Cody, Junior Brown, Kelly Willis, and others, all day long, Tuesday on City Folk.
Song stylist Peggy English in 1927 with Red Nichols, Rube Bloom, and Eddie Lang, High, 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 Up in the Hills. That song written by Maurice Abrahams, Joe Young, and Sam M. Lewis. Sam M. Lewis, born 102 years ago Saturday. He died in 1959. Before that, Tram, Bix, and Eddie, 1927, For No Reason at All, in C. We began with Adelaide Hall with Duke Ellington, October 1927, The Blues I Love to Sing, on the big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV.
Thank you. is a play, and we all play a part. The lover, the dreamer, the clown. The dreamer and lover are always in tears. The clown spreads sunshine around. The life with a smile is the life worth while. So clown, till the curtain comes down. Even though you're only make-believing, laugh, clown, laugh. Even though something inside is breathing, laugh, clown, laugh. Don't let your heart grow too mellow. Just be a real functionello. You're supposed to brighten up a place and laugh, clown, laugh. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh, clown. Don't frown, just in your best alayuba. Be a pagacho and laugh, clown,
thank you.
wrapped up tonight's big broadcast with Eddie Lang in 1927 playing April Kisses. Eddie Lang, born 95 years ago Saturday. He died in 1933. Then, direct from the Victor 78th, we heard Fred Waring with his Pennsylvanians, 1928, Laugh Clown Laugh, written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Ted Fiorito. And finally, it was Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra, January 1927, Following You Around, a Kahn composition. Roger Wolf Kahn, born 90 years ago today. He died in July 1962. We never got to Adelaide Hall's signature recording, the Creole Love Call, but we will open next week's big broadcast with that recording. Next Sunday night, we'll be coming to you live from the Museum of Television and Radio, also live and in person, the leader of the Dawn Patrol, Dolly Dawn. We'll be featuring some past appearances by Connie Boswell, Cab Calloway, and Arthur Tracy, plus honoring Ethel Waters and Fanny Bryce. Stay tuned now for Classic Radio, the Mercury Theater, and Dracula. This is WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. Until next week, big broadcast, Rich Connedy reminding you to lather, rinse, repeat. Do something about those fingernails, would you? Live fast and dye your hair. And above all else, don't you never forget that rhythm saved the world. Aloha.